beloved brothers and sisters, and welcome to Manifest I Am. This is your host, Dolores Marie, also known as Sister Joy. Perhaps you listened to my podcast on the sacred power of your name a few weeks ago. Well, much of the knowledge I uncovered was a revelation to me as well as to you. And so I've come to love the name I was given at birth. And now I'm using it again. If you missed that episode and are wanting to know more about the power in your own name, be sure to go back and take a listen. It's called The Sacred Power of Your Name. And I'll tell you, the wisdom is very powerful. So anyway, without further ado, today I have a special show for you. I want to talk with you about the two most creative powers you have been given, your thought and your feeling. Do you realize that these two faculties are the only and mightiest creative power in life or in the universe? In fact, I like to say the truth that what you think about, you bring about. And in your feeling is your healing. These two divine faculties can be a great blessing to you, or they can be a great curse, depending on how you use them. My beloved sisters and brothers, I think all of us seek to be happy in this life, and yet so many times we pass right by that which would give us the very key to unlock it. Thought and feeling are two of those keys. They are the most creative powers that you have to free yourself from lack and limitation. They are the powers that will bring you into your right work, your right relationships, and all the good that you seek in your life. It's all in the recognition of these two powers and how you use them. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you can either become a master and master your thoughts and your feelings, or you can remain like most other people, mediocre at best. And that's okay. I'm not knocking that, because some people are happy with that. And if you're happy with that, then fine. But most people listening to this show, they're not happy being mediocre. They want to be their greater self. They want to be their divine self. They want to be as good and as great and as divine as they can possibly be. And that's what I'm trying to teach you to do. And that's what I'm trying to do as well. Your number one key to getting control of your thoughts and your feelings is discipline. Discipline. I'm going to say that again. Discipline. You must learn to use self-control and self-correction. And I know some of us don't want to hear that, because we want something to fall down out the sky and hit us in the head. But it don't work like that, my beloved ones. You have to discipline. It's discipline. That's what will give you the power to gain control over your thoughts and your feelings. You gotta make them be still, because God has given you the power to control your thought and control your feeling. And if you don't control them, they're gonna continue to control you. Have you ever seen a man or a woman who's totally out of control? It's a sad sight to see, isn't it? They just fly off the handle at this or at that. There's no control. But you have the power to discipline yourself. And that's a hard word, because we don't want to discipline ourselves. But you know, I think about the quote in the Bible that just reminds me of that. It says, I think it's in Matthew 7:13-14. It says, enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Talk about people that are not disciplined. And many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. See, many of us, we don't want to discipline ourselves. We want everything that comes along with discipline, except having to do it. So that's the number one principle, that you've got to employ that. Even if you start small, just letting go of certain things, just do it. Start trying to discipline yourself. And when you hear those bad thoughts, make them be still. I slap them. Be still. You have no power here. Your day is done. Be thou dissolved and consumed from the face of the earth. And then I turn my thoughts on to what I want. Do you realize that there is a thought world surrounding you that you have created? Some people say it extends around us as far as we can reach our hands out. Reach your hands out. Put them out to your side, way out, and you'll see. It says it extends that around that way. That's your world. That's where your thoughts and your feelings and everything takes place. And within this thought world, there's a seed. It's a seed that brings you the results in terms of what you think and what you feel. It is your own individualized divine presence of God in you. It's the I am presence within you. And it's the only acting presence that you have in the universe that will direct all energy. And you have the power, my beloved ones, to intensify this energy beyond any limit through consciousness, through your thoughts and your feelings. Do you realize that when you say, I am, whatever you're thinking, you're manifesting it? When you speak it, I am, again, you're calling forth God in action in you. And this is why you must be careful how you use I am in terms of your thinking and your feeling nature. Think and say what you do want, not what you don't want, because you will bring it into manifestation. My beloved brothers and sisters, your divine presence that's within you, you can liken it unto a seed, and the thought world around it like unto a pulp. The pulp not only represents a thought world that you create, but also the electric substance that's waiting to be acted upon by your conscious determination to be manifested in the visible form and use as you wish to use it. So be careful. Be very careful with your thoughts and your feelings. And the key to using your thought power is self-control. You must come to know and recognize God in you, your own divinity. You must come to recognize that when you say, I am, you're making it real. You're calling it forth. And this great power will manifest what you wish. And so you must come to know and recognize your own divinity. As it says in Scripture, greater is he that's in me than he that's within the world. It's truth. You must recognize your own divine presence, I am, as the only acting presence within you. Secondly, you need to realize if you're going to manifest your good through your thoughts and your feelings, you need to recognize that God is in you and all things are possible through I Am. And you have been given free will and free choice. So whatever you hold your thoughts on through your attention, believe me, you will call it forth into manifestation. You must discipline yourself. You must realize that through God in action, in you, you can take control of yourself. You can bring about self-correction. You can cast down those thoughts and feelings that are contrary to what you want. In fact, in Corinthians 2:10-5, he tells us, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. My beloved brothers and sisters, it is vitally important that you attain self-control, because it will enable you to hold your thoughts upon your given desire without wavering. You will hold your thoughts steady, just like you've got a magnifying glass over some grass and the sun is shining through it. It'll burn it up. With your thoughts held immovable on your desire, it's just like a blowtorch bearing down on what you want. And it must materialize, because it is your I Am presence and intelligence thinking. My beloved brothers and sisters, it is God in action in you. Not your outer human self, but your inner divine presence of God. And as you couple your feeling nature with your thought, you magnetize and draw it to you. You see it in your mind's eye, and you feel it in your emotions, and you speak it forth, and it materializes into existence. We are experiencing this in our own lives all the time with that which we do not want. Now we must learn how to reverse it. Oh my dear loved ones, you are the creator of your own world and what you wish to manifest in it. If you're not happy with your results, you must gain control of your thoughts and your feelings and discipline yourself. You do have the power to attain control and mastery over your outer conditions. Begin with your thoughts and your feelings. And remember, your key is not determined by time, distance, or space. It lies in your simplicity and firmness of your self-control. In closing, I want to give you some examples of techniques and things that you can do to begin to control your thoughts and your feelings. Perhaps in the next podcast, I'll take up this important topic again and go a little further. But for now, here are a few things that will definitely be of help to you. Number one is prayer. That's at the top of my list, because this is your most powerful means of overcoming your human self and those mental or feeling habits that you want to get rid of. Prayer will change you, because it will put you in touch with your source of life. It'll put you in touch with love, and it will help you to calm down and become more harmonious. And that's a word we need in our vocabulary today, don't we? It will also greatly aid you in throwing off those temptations of the mind when they come and bring you into a higher state of consciousness than you've ever had before. I believe in prayer because it's helped me and it's helping me so much. And I know it can help you too if you will only employ it. And there are all kinds of ways to pray. And whatever way works for you, you must increase it and make it vitally important in your life. That's number one. And number two is about prayer too, because I believe in prayer. And the most powerful form of prayer is a decree. And it's not a beseeching call to God, but it's a calling forth of your desire as if it is already done. It can be likened unto an affirmation because they work the same, but have a different name. Soon, I'll be putting decrees and affirmations online for your usage. But for now, I would recommend that you go on YouTube and find some affirmations that you like for raising your consciousness and listen to them in the evening before you fall asleep if you can. They will seep into your conscious mind and replace those thought forms you want to get rid of. Three, remove yourself from people who are negative. It's better to be by yourself with your own divine presence than to be among negative-minded people or circumstances. They're only going to pull you down. They're not going to lift you up. And four, stop looking at other people and turn your eyes upon yourself. And stop condemning, criticizing, and judging others. Look at all the good things about yourself and look at what you want to change and go to work. Go to work on yourself because God has given you one life stream to care for, and that's your own, not anybody else's. So practice self-correction and self-discipline every day. And when you fall down, don't worry about it. Just pick yourself up and try again. Well, my beloved brothers and sisters, that's all I have for you today. But I would like to know what you think of the podcast and whether or not it is helping you at all. If you'd like, just go ahead and leave me some comments and suggestions on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/groups/manifestiam. That's all one word. Or you can drop me a message on my website at www.dolorismarie.com. That's DolorisMarie.com. Also, I would like to know, what would you like to hear a message about? Well, my beloved ones, thank you again for tuning in this evening. And may the rest of your life be the best of your life. And most of all, may you manifest I am. God bless you.